what's he playing down the road? What are you hoping for next year?
You know, next year will speak for itself. Right now, I tell everybody, I just live in the moment. So for me, just to play this long is definitely a blessing. I mean, the average career for an NFL player, maybe now these days it says three, but it may have decreased to 2.5 just with the injuries that you've seen this year. And a lot of key guys throughout the whole league have got hurt. So for me to play this long, you know, I definitely hold my chest out because not too many people can do that.
What do you mean with the opportunity to get ready?
The ring will speak for itself, but right now we got to focus on Buffalo. I mean, that's our next opponent, and we'll focus on that first. No problem.
Kevin won the AFC East. How much of a driving force is the first round bye? How much is it?
Well, we can't focus on the first round bye. I mean, what we have to focus on now is playing Buffalo. Buffalo is a tough team. They were very successful against the Dolphins, beating them 19-0. So with them, I mean, we have to be on our A game. We can't look past them, just like they're not looking past us. They're very talented. They've done well. Maybe at times their record hasn't spoken for themselves. But on three sides of the ball, offense, defense, special teams, they're definitely a dominant team. So that's what we have to focus on is Buffalo.
If you guys don't get the rise, or if you don't got this drive to get the rise, is someone wasted because you have to play that extra?
Well, you know, we're not even thinking about the bye or not having a bye. I mean, we can't, like I said, we can't overlook what's just as far as the present. We have to play a team in the beginning. Towards the end, there's always certain level of adjustments that they have made throughout the year, whether it's injuries, success, things that they have been unsuccessful. The league's always constantly making adjustments. So we noticed that they've definitely have made a lot of momentum in the run game. Definitely there have been some key things when it came to quarterback changes. But overall, they're an effective rushing team.
C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, are they still the most dominant, or the dominant, just 1-2 punch?
I feel like they are. They have a good rotation in backs, and as a defense, you have to keep your eye on them, understand your technique, understand your level of execution, and continue going from there. Yeah.
Good, Levin?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine.
Andre, yeah. We're on the same team. Fine. Four turnovers the other day as a defense. How good did that feel, and how important is that mentality to keep that going forward?
Oh, it's great. When you create turnovers, especially in this business, it makes things somewhat a little bit easier on both sides of the ball. But we have to constantly just remind ourselves that that's the best way to play defense. And we have to utilize that each and every week. Turnovers does help wins games. It keeps pressure off the offense and at times keep pressure off of us. But it's just all a mentality, and that's something that we've learned from, and we'll hopefully constantly grow from.
It's less exciting to make the playoffs now when you've been in the league for like 40 years or whatever than, you know, driving to the playoffs when you were younger, like some of the young kids who are probably more excited about. But for you, is it any different?
Definitely the going to the playoffs is always a level of excitement, but like I said, our focus and our only focus is Buffalo. Everything else will speak for itself when this last game is done.
You spoke about Jackson and Spiller. How much respect have you taken for Fred Jackson, considering what it took for him to get to the league?
Yeah.
And the success that he's had over the long haul. As a veteran player, how much success?
Oh, I give him a lot of respect. When you play this game for a long time, there's players that have a story. Whether it just they were never given an opportunity to play, whether they had to back up somebody for a long period of time, injury. But that's just something that makes the NFL so amazing, because you don't know at times during currently when they are successful, well, where did this guy come from? How did he become the man he was? So to hear those stories, I give him a lot more respect, because that's the driving force for him personally that makes him the person he is today.
Since you guys that have so much at stake, so much you're looking for, the whole season ahead of you, to have that season finale at home?
You know, it's always, I think for me, there are thoughts that kind of go in your head, but when you look at it at the end of the day, you just play football.
Sure.
You play because you love the game. You play because the man next to you loves the game. I think that's what drives me to become so successful for so many years. From the time I played football in 1995 as a junior in high school in Oak Grove and San Jose to now. I'm still here because I took care of my body. I enjoy what I do, and the same with the men here. They love what they do, and it keeps me young. No problem.
Regarding the two bills,